Welcome to this podcast from St. Michael and All Angels Episcopal Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We hope you consider hitting like or subscribe. We hope you will share this audio with your friends and neighbors, help others know about our inclusive, theologically progressive community of faith. If you'd like to support our ministries, you can make a gift at stmichaelsabq.org.
God, take our minds and think with them. Take our mouths and speak with them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with your love. Amen. Please be seated. This is not an easy parable to explain, mostly because it doesn't really make sense from our perspective for a number of reasons. It doesn't make sense for the rich person in this parable to be pleased that the manager is fetching him less money than he is owed. The value system here feels askew, and not in that usual Lucan way. This isn't the father choosing to focus on the son coming back rather than the loss of a third of the family's wealth. This is a rich man using intimidation to acquire more wealth, and not even in a shrewd way. He uses fear to start the flow of money and feel satisfied, but doesn't notice that he's losing money in the transactions. This is mammon. It's more than just wealth, as the text translates it at the end of our passage today. Some have gone so far as to describe mammon as a demon. In popular imagination, specifically within the D&D canon, mammon is one of the 9 archdevils of hell. Mammon is more than just wealth. It's the confusion of fear and subversion with love and admiration. It's the confusion of punishment with justice. It's that yucky connection between politics and money that always chews people up and spits them out again. It was, in Jesus' time as well as our own, a commodification of human bodies in the service of money and power, within a culture fueled by domination and war. But you and I don't need to be reminded what mammon looks like. It's the reason why we feel obliged to turn off the news to save what little bits of our soul we have left. We feel that value system pressing in on us at every side, following us around as the computers in our pockets mine our data to be more effective at selling us stuff. And I believe that we at St. Michael's have a unique insight into what is wrong with all of that. Many of us have experienced what it feels like to be expendable within a community, which is the effect of a culture built on mammon. When ideas begin to matter more than people, like the idea of money, property, or debt, it is only a matter of time before someone becomes expendable. This is a good time to say that Jesus, like a good teacher, is putting a lot of emphasis on the decision to follow God. Decision, singular. But this is not a one-time decision. It's iterative. We have to come back to it again and again as we find our values in conflict with what we see around us. That's what this food that we will share in a moment is for. We encounter the real transformative presence of Jesus to remind us that we are the real transformative presence of Jesus at work in the world, and that we live in a tradition standing against the powers of mammon that goes back at least 3,000 years. When God first chose the enslaved Israelites in Egypt to be God's people and made a stand against Pharaoh. Luke's community knew and valued this connection to the ancient Israelite prophetic tradition of standing up to power, and they understood God as a force working for justice within human history. They gathered strength for the journey from the ancient roots of the Hebrew Bible, the sacred memory of Jesus. And in their minds, you couldn't serve God and mammon because the two forces stand opposed throughout history. God's gift of liberation has always undermined the structures and hierarchies of mammon that are held up by human suffering. May we find strength in this part of our spiritual heritage now. These are exhausting times. And I don't know about you, but I've had quite enough of living through historical events. But I doubt that they're done with us. So let us grow our roots deep in this soil of this story. The story that values people more than money, more than power. This story where God chose to come and live among us to continue to reveal how deeply God loves the world. The story where the powers of mammon lose their grip in those places where the love of God touches the world through the hands of the followers of Jesus. My hands, your hands. Amen.